It's Paul Smolden, MD, your PEDcast host, bringing you informative and entertaining knowledge on a wide range of parenting and child health topics. You have parenting questions, he has answers. And here is your PEDcast host, Dr. Paul Smolden.
This is your PEDcast host, Dr. Paul Smolden, broadcasting from Studio 1E in Charlotte, North Carolina. That's first child's bedroom, east side of the house. Thanks for joining me today. I developed PEDcast to help parents navigate a myriad of parenting topics, ranging from the crib to the country club. In these PEDcasts, I express general observations and opinions that I've developed over a generation of pediatric practice and parenting. I am not providing medical judgments or advice. Now, as always, by listening to my PEDcast, you are agreeing to the terms and conditions listed on my website, docsmo.com. Let's talk kids with today's topic. Well, if you're a regular listener, you know that I have done one podcast that I dedicated to my son, Benjamin, who's now 25 years old. Well, I better hurry up and do one for my daughter. So today's PEDcast, I'm dedicating to Sarah, who's now 22 years old, who is really smart in a lot of ways, but one of the ways she's smart is in food choices and nutrition. And she told me when she was young that sugary drinks were bad for you, Dad. And she was absolutely right. So we're going to explore the issue of sugary drinks and your health today. Doc Smo here with a really, really important topic today. We're going to talk about sugar drinks. Just look around. It's pretty obvious that many, many American children are becoming overweight or even really obese. It's estimated now that one out of four American children are in the obese range. Just look at photographs of kids 30 years ago and you see a dramatic difference in their body style. They were skinny on today's standards. So why is this? Why are kids getting so fat? Well, there's a lot of reasons. Number one is that children like sugar. They like these sugary drinks, and a lot of their excess calories are coming from sugary drinks. Parents seem to have more money to buy these things, and schools seem to facilitate an excessive intake of sugar through lots of parties, reward parties. It seems like kids are always being presented with pizza and soda. And finally, you know, let's face it, children just are not as active as they were in generations past. But here is what I think is the really, really big factor with the obesity epidemic. I think it's advertising and marketing. Let's face it, advertising works. You target children to consume a certain product, and you're going to be able to get them to do what you ask them to do. For instance, sugar water with salt. We call those sports drinks, like Gatorade. That's supposed to make you really athletic, and kids really buy into this. Or sugar water with vitamins. Particularly the teenage girls, they love this. They think they're going to be beautiful and healthy because they're drinking vitamin water. Or how about sugar water with super amounts of caffeine? That'll make you really active or make you work really hard and be really smart in school. We call that Mountain Dew or Red Bull or Slap Energy. These messages really, really work. Isn't America great? If there's a niche, those advertisers, they're going to fill it. All this talk about human behavior brings up an opportunity to present what I call a Doc Smo truism. Now, here's today's Doc Smo truism. People believe what they want to believe, especially children. If you want to believe that drinking sugar water with salt is going to make you really athletic, then you'll believe it. If you want to believe that drinking sugar water with vitamins will make you beautiful and healthy, you're going to believe that. And Of course, if you want to believe that sugar water with caffeine is going to make you very active or work harder, you will believe that. But we all know this is all bunkum. Once we scratch the surface, we realize how damaging all this is. All these products do is make us fat. Since this is a health show, I think we better talk a little bit about the effects of sugar on our bodies. Let's get some basic facts out of the way. A can of soda, a 12-ounce can of soda, has approximately 10 teaspoons of sugar. That's the equivalent of a small candy bar, or the equivalent carbohydrate of 3 pancakes. So that's like being thirsty, going and getting a glass of water, and oh, by the way, we're going to have 3 pancakes on the side every time we get a glass of water. Is there any doubt why we're getting fat? So let's talk a little about the metabolic effects of excess sugar intake. Remember, we can burn sugar, or we can burn fat, or we can burn protein as an energy source. And our body prefers sugar. It's the premium fuel for our bodies. If our sugar intake is beyond our body's needs, however, we're going to store the rest of it as fat. And so when people have a large carbohydrate or sugar intake, their blood fats go up as well as their blood sugar. They can get fatty change in their liver. That's a very serious disease process beginning. It also can weaken their bones because when you're drinking sugar water, you're not drinking milk, which has minerals that we would need to build strong bones. And your blood pressure tends to rise as your body weight rises. So these are all metabolic effects of consuming extra sugar. So let's get practical for your family. Here are some simple rules that I want you to follow to limit your children's intake of sugary beverages. First and foremost, when they're thirsty, they get water. Water has no calories. It does the job, it relieves the thirst without giving your child extra carbohydrate that they don't need. It also cleans their teeth. It washes the bacteria away from your teeth as well as the acids, and it's very good for your teeth. Soda is a treat. You need to have the mindset that soda is not food. For God's sakes, there's no nutrition in it. That's the whole point of this podcast. Not only is there no nutrition, it's really damaging metabolically to your child's health. So, soda is for their birthday, for Christmas, for Easter. It is not an everyday food. You must expunge this thought from your mind. And fruit juice, soda equivalent. Think of how much sugar is in a glass of orange juice or a glass of apple juice. They got to smash up 5-6 apples to get enough juice to put in that cup. It's way too much. If your child needs fruit, give them fruit. Cut it up. They get all the other stuff that's in fruit, and it's really good for them. And finally, I want you to lead by example. If you can't tell your kids not to drink these things if you're drinking them, you need to set a good example for your children. Drink water, and it's likely that your health will improve as well as their health. Ooh, 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 Doc Smo, what do you do if your child already is hooked on soda and has 2 or 3 a day? How do you get them off? That's a really good question. And here's what I would do. First and foremost, I would just stop buying all sugary drinks and bringing them into the home. That's going to solve a lot of your problems. If they're not there, they're going to have to drink water. And you're going to have to drink water. So that's a good thing for everybody's health. We don't want your child to feel totally deprived. So initially, I would continue to allow them to have soda when you're in restaurants or out in public. But over time, I want you to replace money for the soda. The deal is, if your child does not order a soda in a restaurant, you will give them cash money in replacement for that soda. And older kids really like this. It gives them a little bit of economic freedom, And they usually will pick the cash. A lot of the families that I talk to have tried this and have found this quite successful. So you might want to institute this in your family. Okay, let's sum it all up. Now, it's pretty obvious that many American children are becoming fat. And why are they becoming fat? Because their carbohydrate intake is way in excess of their energy needs, and they store the extra as fat. Where are they getting all that carbohydrate? Mostly from sugary drinks, fruit juice, and soda. Well, why are they drinking so much soda? Because they've been the target of an intense marketing campaign. And that marketing campaign has been very effective at changing their behavior. But unfortunately, it's also been very destructive to the children's health. So it's time for parents and doctors to fight back and roll back the clock. We need to go back to the old days, to grandma's rules. So here is our Doc Smo's rules about drinks. Rule number one. Milk will be consumed with meals. This will ensure that your child gets 3 servings of milk a day, which is what is recommended. Rule number 2, water should be consumed only in between meals. Water relieves our thirst, cleans our teeth, and does not bring along lots of extra calories. And rule number 3, soda is special occasion food. It is not everyday food. Absolutely. Positively, do not let your child get into the 1 or 2 sugary drink a day routine that so many kids have fallen into. That is really destructive for their health. Well, thank you for listening to this PEDcast. I welcome your comments, and if I think they're useful for others, I will post them on my blog. If you like what you hear, please pass it on to your friends. This is Dr. Paul Smolin from beautiful Studio 1E in Charlotte, North Carolina, wishing you and your children a wealth of good health. I want to thank the following people for help with the production of this PEDcast. David Golden Voice Jaffe for his intro voiceover. Seth Jaffe, the Rocket Man Barrister, for his inspirational guidance. Wendy Smolin, chief of our talented legal staff. Ann Gessner, my extremely knowledgeable editing associate. Sarah, the Wizard Smolin, for her digital editing and photography. And Robert Beezer, Ben Smolin, and Jerome Moof for producing this beautiful intro and outro music you were listening to. Thanks, guys.